start. Klaim daf yud. But medrash amar tvoah b'tvoah. Oh, kenis v'kenis, tvoah v'kenis, kenis b'tvoah. So what is this talking about? That it's klaim. That's it's any kind of mixtures. Whether it's, in other words, we've got. What they call he says that there's two groups of seeds. There are seeds which are edible seeds and they're non-edible seeds. So the first group of what's called edible seeds is called tefuah and kitnias. So grain, tefuah and kitnias, like beans. Tefuah is wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Kitnias are other things such as beans, peas, rice, and sesame. So it doesn't matter what the combination is, if it's whether it's grain or whether it's kitnias, as long as it is klaim, it's mitzarif. Okay. Non-edible seeds is going to fall. Be'emes amru. Whenever it says be'emes, it means halacha moshmi sinai. So one gino she'ena necholam mitzarif and echad me'asim rabba b'noifel le'beisah. So now here, the thing is to know about this is like this. So this here we're talking about Zeronagina, which is what I mentioned to you before. So first of all, these seeds are not eaten. Again, the kidneys and the tefuah seeds, those are eaten. These are considered inedible seeds. And...
But they're plantable seeds.
They are plantable. They are plantable. But here... The way it works, because they're smaller in size, as you can imagine, a smaller seed, which has less volume, will cover a larger area. That makes sense, right?
If it has the same mass.
What do you mean? I'm telling you, it doesn't have the same mass. It's a smaller seed, and so for instance. If it takes, let's suppose I have a plot of land in front of my house, and I want to plant beans. So I take a bucket of beans, seeds, and I spread them out, and that fills that plants my plot of land. If I want to plant flowers, so flower seed is like this big.
Two buckets,
the opposite, half a bucket.
Oh, less.
It's much less because one seed takes up less space. And you cover.
So you need more seeds to cover.
So in a certain sense, yeah. On one hand, you do need a little bit more seed, but okay, you need a little bit more seed in a certain sense, but it'll end up being a different volume. It's less. It'll end up being less than a robot. Okay, so the point of it here is like this. So up until now, I looked at just the seed volume itself in terms of the mixture. When it comes to Zeronagina, I'm going to look at what is the amount of seed necessary to plant that space of a base ripe of a quarter of a cup, quarter of a saw. So I'm looking at the output of the seed to determine how much of that seed it would create the iser. So it ends up being less. There's the 3-to-1 ratio I mentioned to you before. Okay? So... he says, for instance, some seeds are relatively small, may produce extensive growth in relation to their volume. Others are relatively large, will produce sparse growth. Rabbis did not limit the proportion of each foreign seed according to the amount that it would produce. Rather, they put a standard limit, right? But when it comes to garden seeds, so let's go to, first of all, go to 4. So 4, it's very important to know this, because you may have learned Mishnayos many years and not realized when it says Neufel. Notice the language. Zeroni, echa me'asim rabba, b'neufel le'beisah. What's this language of Neufel le'beisah? So he says small seeds are not planted one by one. They're dropped in large numbers, because they're so small, either by hand or from a cattle-drawn sack. So this type of sowing is called no-fill. It's because I'm not putting in a specific seed. It's more like I'm dropping a handful of seeds down on the ground. So that's important to know just in terms of the language, okay? Now, number 5. The Mishnah says, if a saw of seed contains an admixture of garden plant, equal to 1/24th of the amount of seed that would be sown in a base saw, then the seed may not be planted until the proportion of garden plant seed is reduced. Consider this example. 1/24th of a cob of the seed was mixed with 23 volume of wheat. So, in this case, the garden plant seed renders the wheat forbidden at a ratio of 1/24th of a kav, or 1/6th of a rova, to 23 revorim, or 1 part to 138. So this is, I guess, different than the three I said earlier. The smaller amount of garden plant seed stands in place of the rova of regular seed, so it adds up to more. Basically, you have to you're figuring it out based on how much it's going to produce. And then he talks about how do you figure it out exactly. Because a base saw is 50 amos by 50 amos. So you have to go ahead and you figure out how much is a rova based on that shear. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to get into that detail. The bottom line is, Zeron Negina has a different way of imitzarif. Just like they said, there's a chumrah, meaning a smaller amount of that seed is going to aser it. So too, it would be a kula, meaning what? What would be the kula? So I think it's going to explain it in the next words in the Mishnah. But six, he explains it. He maintains that the law of garden plants is not always more stringent. When 1/24th of what is sown in a base saw equals less than a rova, then garden plants is indeed more stringent, since even less than a rova is osur. But if 1/24th of the quantity normally planted is greater than a rova, then you'd have to have more. In other words, what he's saying is, Zeron Negina isn't always less. Sometimes it requires more. If it requires more, then it comes out to be a kula. You need more seed. That's basically all he's saying. And then the next case in the Mishnah is explaining it. Therefore, that's the way the English says it. Therefore, because it could also work lukula, so hapishton, if you have flaxseed mixed with grain, that's mistarefa sachamiasim rabol, the neifel abesaw, even though it's much more than a raiva. So you need a larger share. Okay? So this is where it says it's three times. The quantity of flaxseed sown in a base rova is three saw, which is three times the quantity of wheat sown in a base saw. So it would require three times the amount. So I'm
for
sorry.
For the same space.
For the same space, correct. Okay. So the Gemara says, Anantino Chiesh Ba. I don't know what the big deal here is. It says in the language of the Mishnah, it says, Kol saw. Sheyesh ba raiva, the first words of the parak, right? So some people had the gersa sheyesh ba, and some people had the gersa she'ein shenafal l'saicha. Istinon sheyesh ba istani shenafal l'saicha, that it fell into it. Amar Rav Mana, what's the difference? Mandi amar sheyesh ba, if you gersa sheyesh ba, then it has it. Echad mi'esrei ba, so then it's 1/24th of the mixture. If it's mandi omer shenafal asaycha, that it fell into it, ech meyasim rachamisha, then it's, in other words, the question is it 1/25th or is it 1/24th? If it's shol sheyeshba, it means it's already present. If it's nafal, it means it fell into it, that the raiva fell into the false saw, so you have a total of 25. And that's the difference. Anyway. No, that is not a difference. They all hold it's 1/24th. My kedon, what's the difference between two versions? Monday, Rashi Yeshba. Betola, she's talking about where the mixed seeds became, where the seeds became mixed when they were detached. Monday, Rashi Yeshba. That means that they were mixed when they were attached to the ground. This is not so simple to understand. What do you mean it became mixed when it's attached to the ground? How does something become mixed when it's attached to the ground?
Attached when it's placed into the holes. No? That's
planted. That's what the footnote says. It should be zeruv.
What?
It's when it's planted.
So nafal letocha, it's planted. That it's planted.
It fell into the hole that you made to put the seeds.
Right, the Brisa, 14. The Brisa deals with a case where the foreign species became mixed as a result of falling into a field sown with the principal species. So in our case, let's say it was a 23 varm of wheat, and then a rova of what do you call it, of barley falls into the mixture,
you can
right?
Have three also. It's good for three of it, because you don't know what you're expecting when you disturb it. Both sheets just can hold it.
So after the two species grew and were harvested, a mixture was obtained containing 23 of one of the majority and one of the foreign. So it becomes bottle. I guess that's the shot. Yeah. Okay. So that's what nafal is. Fine. So how did they become mixed? How they become mixed? Can I just hold you one second? I just need to tell Yossi. Okay. Manakayam. So what case are we dealing with? In other words, how did the seeds get it mixed up? Imamis kavan lezraya. If you had an intent to mix the seeds to plant them, afilu kita achas aser. This is what we said before. Then even one seed would be aser. The base raiva. The Raiva Lebe saw that Lebe saw is not correct. Even one seed would be awesome. Imlo Arev, and if he intended to mix them together, this means that you're mixing the seed together to sell to somebody. So then, Afilu Kosher Wasl Arev, you can't sell any amount because it's Gnevas Das. It's Gezel. You told me you're going to sell me wheat and then you sell me some barley with the wheat. So what are we talking about? That's the most question. So you don't have a base. So, whether we're Gerz, Da'amar, Ratzi, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, or Rabbi Abba Barachiyah, B'Shem Rav, Habar, Tzoros, Mitoch, Kiryo, Shal Chaveiroi. These are some really Pashna halachas that have to do with Mechira. We're going to be able to fly through this right away. It's very simple. Let me just tell you Baal Peh before we read it inside. It's a very simple rule. If I sell you a volume of let's say, for example, wheat seeds, or even harvested wheat for that matter. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, there's a certain amount of soles which is expected to be in the mix because we're dealing with getting stuff from outside, and there's dirt outside. There are stones outside. There's going to be something that's going to fall into the mix, and you, as a lokeach, understand that. Now, you don't want it. You don't want any of it, of course, because you would prefer it to be pure thoroughbred, like the best hot dogs with no fat in it at all. You want that, but it's too bad. You're makabel on yourself a certain level. Let's say that level happens to coincide with a rova. To the same shear as the climb. It's the same shear. That's how much I accept. If I exceed that amount, so then what's the rule? Yeah, but I know, but we'll see in a second. If let's suppose I decide I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to pre-sift out all the stones before I give you that rova, right? That amount. When I deliver it to you, I expect you to accept less than the full volume, because whatever I sifted out, you would have accepted it, whether you like it or not. But now it's pure, so I saved you the trouble. But guess what? The halacha is, if you do that, you messed yourself up. Yeah. You're going to have to replenish the volume to be the total volume that you said you were selling. So if I said I was selling a bushel, I got to sell you a bushel and I got to make it up. So don't be such a tzaddik. Just sell it to him without doing favors. Okay, that's basically the rule here. So habayr returns mitakyo yishal habayr. If you pick out the stones from the wheat kernels of you selling your friend, and it decreases the volume that you deliver, you have to put good wheat kernels instead of that space that you've now vacated, right? On Rabbi Yossi, so you say matters through Asul Arif. So that tells us that you can't mix pebbles into the grain. In other words, let's suppose you knew you had, a 9/10 of this is pure wheat. And you say to yourself, you know what? Everybody accepts 1/10 of pebbles. I'll throw in some pebbles and raise up the volume. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, you see from here, you're not allowed to do that because if it was mutter, in Maimar Aksha mutter la'arif, if you're going to say you can mix it in, why would we require him to replace it with good wheat? Just tell him to put back the stones. But we don't let him put back the stones. We make him put back wheat. So you see, you can't mix it up. So that's halacha number one. Another halacha. Makhla, we're kind of deviating. We're talking about mixtures, so we deviate a little bit into some chayshim mishmat shaylas, and we'll come back in a minute. Makhla lekitam yafa, so he sells him good wheat. V'nimtzu uberos, and then it was turned out that it was clean. It was clean. Makhla lekitam yafa. He said like this. Kitam yafa is quality wheat, which may contain impurities. And it turned out it was bruos. It was completely clean, right? Mahushi and nakaloi oisai haraiva. Can the seller deduct a raiva of the impurities that would have been expected? In other words, can he give him less than the total volume that was expected? So the Gemara says, me lay draw bottom arm in a monaka oisai haraiva. You cannot deduct it. Because the same thing. Now, if you were able to give him less, then why does he have to put new chitim instead of them? It's obvious that if you had a case like this, where I thought I was getting regular wheat and ended up getting super high quality wheat, I still have to get the full volume. You can't reduce the volume based on my luck that I got a really good set of volume. That's what basically says. Okay? So, one more. Be'er raiva echad u'mechza. Here it's like this. Here we're talking about the buyer. Okay? Now we're not talking about... Till now we were talking about the seller was doing the beer. Now we're talking about the buyer did the selection. And when he was picking out the stones, he noticed, hey, instead of being a rova of stones, a quarter of a kav of stones, it was a quarter of a kav and a half of a quarter of a kav. In other words, it exceeded it by a half of the shear that I was expecting, right? So it was 100, let's call it like this, 150% of what I normally accept. Normally I accept a quarter kav of impurities. This had 150% of the amount that I usually accept. So Maoshi Nakaloi Dumei Oisa Haraiva. Can I deduct? In other words, let's talk about it like this. The chatzi that was over the limit, there's nothing to talk about. Because that's completely off the table. That you had no right to sell me because there's a certain accepted amount, which is a rova. You went over that limit. That for sure is a mechatosa, and you have to return to me the value, either the wheat, or you have to give me back the value of money. No question. But what about, can I say to you, oh, wait a second. Since we're already over the limit, maybe it'll kind of like, well, like Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, or what was it that said in the Mishnah? You have to, Yavar, who was it that said that? Rabbi Yossi said Yavar, right? Once you're over the limit, maybe I can deduct the whole thing, right? It's like you tried to cheat me, so now you're going to pay the penalty, and you're going to have to take it all back, so to speak, right? So, Maoshi Nakaloi, Dmei Oisei Raiva, what about that? Rav Kinnan of Rav Wano, Rav Kinnan of Omer Menakalo. He says, yes, you can deduct even that Rova, right? 11, right? Okay, there's explanations over here. We're not going to go into it right now. Rav Monomer Eina Menakalo. He does not deduct the value. Why? To who Amalei, the seller can say to the buyer, Ilu yahavtun li, if you would have given the grain back to me without having removing the impurities, having a tsar lon besirki, I could have wrapped it in a nice colorful cloth, wrapped it in a bow, and made it very beautiful for sale, and somebody would have bought it, and it would have been 100% good sale. So, ma dahava zvoino chami huzavan, whatever the buyer would have seen, he would have bought, because that's normal to agree to accept that volume of the raiva of impurities. So you have to pay me for that. You can't just walk off with it. So now the Gemara, that's the end of the discussion of these side issues. Now we're going to come back to explain the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to start to talk about it. Let's continue from here tomorrow, okay? So on the bottom of 10B.